Blog Talk Radio.
What does your blog say about you? Stay tuned to discover how to make your blog uniquely you to attract the people you can really help. Good morning. Today is April 30th, 2015. Welcome to the Home Business Lifestyle Show. I'm your host, Shawl Adams. I'm so excited to be doing this show because I love working from home and I love being my own boss. The Home Business Lifestyle Show focuses on all things that have to do with working from home to build a successful business. Welcome to the show. Now, today's topic, how to create a unique blog to promote your home business. But before we start with our topic, it's time for best practices home business tips. So the tip for today, get some fresh air. We can really get locked into our desk sometimes, and that can lead to some pretty stale thinking. So get out, get some fresh air, take a short, brisk walk, bask in some sunshine, and clear your head. And a great time to do this is between tasks that you might have or projects, or maybe when you take a lunch break right before or right afterwards. So get out, get some fresh air. We're coming up on springtime right now. It's absolutely fabulous out. Hopefully it is where you are as well. But even if not, you know, get up, get some fresh air, get moving around. So that's our tip for the day. And we've got a new segment starting. It's called Mindset Minute. You know, in every show that we've had so far, I talk about the mindset. Mindset is the foundation on which you are going to build everything. And not just your business, but relationships, inner happiness, lifestyle. Everything is built on your mindset. So today's mindset is courage. I was listening to the MLSP wake-up call this morning, and April Marie Tucker was speaking, and her topic was courage. You know, having the courage to change is critical to our success. If you're not growing, you're not going anywhere. You see, there's no static state in life. You know, there's the slight edge theory that Jeff Olson has written an entire book about. And if you're not growing, you're declining. You've got to think about that. Even though it doesn't seem like it in the moment, over time, if you're not growing, life gets more and more stale. And even though it might not seem like you're making great gains right now, if you are deliberately seeking growth, you're gaining in momentum. You're expanding your life, and those results are going to show. So be in the mindset that you're going to deliberately choose your mindset. You're going to deliberately have a mindset that you're going to grow a little bit more today. It is an amazing way to live your life. You know, I laugh when I hear, you know, and I remember growing up, there was a big thing, you know, that there was a kind of a mindset that men didn't want women to change them, and some women too, you know, didn't want men to change them. I don't want them to change me. She's trying to change me. You know, if you're in that mindset or you are attached to somebody in that mindset, dangerous place to be, because that mindset says, I will not grow. I'm all done. And there's no such thing. Because, you know, we as people, we're either growing or we're declining. We're either expanding or declining. So be in that expansive mindset. What can you read today? What can you listen to today that's going to expand who you are? That's going to give you a little more information about how to get to where you want to go. So that's Mindset Minute. Have the courage to change. So let's dive into today's topic. I'm actually pretty excited about it. You know, blogging is one of the things I really love. Building websites, that's kind of my thing. Really enjoy it. And so to get started, now, you know, if you don't already have a blog, then I did do a post over on my blog site on how to build your own blog site. So you can go there, thehomebizlife.com, and read the post, how to build your own blog site. That'll help you get started and at least get it up on the internet. So once you have a blog, let's talk about making your blog unique and using it to promote your home business. So ProBlogger.net says there is a new blog being created every second. And we know that the huge majority of them will never last 6 months, but that's still an impressive number of blogs, and you want to stand out in that vast sea of the blogosphere, right? And so the first thing that you can do to be unique, and one of the most important things you can do to stand out, is to be consistent and don't quit. That's an easy one. You know, if you're serious about building a real home-based business, you've got to be consistent. Consistency is the key. It goes back to that slight edge principle, and the book is called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. Grab that book. It is an amazing book. Change your life. Change your mindset. Seriously. But it goes back to that principle, the consistency. You know, I used to do a lot of online work, and, you know, I was building membership sites and the whole bit. And then, you know, we went through a really bad family tragedy, and I just walked away from everything, you know. So you see me rebuilding. I'm in that rebuilding phase right now. You see it. I'm doing everything I'm talking about. You know, I started this show. I do this show every day, Monday through Friday. You know, get that blog up there. Get that content up there. So consistency is going to be the key. You know, in a sense, I'm starting over, but I'm starting over with the right mindset. And so if you are really looking for success, start with the right mindsets, and that consistency is going to be the key. And the problem with consistency is that we don't see the big results right away, and so we stop. So let's talk about who you're going to be talking to in your blog so that, you know, being consistent will be easy. So who are you talking to? You know, you've got to think about who your audience is. And you've got to think about them in this way. They're only tuned into one station, WIIFM, What's in it for me? So you've got to tailor your information to helping people, even if they're never going to buy from you. It's really got to be about them. You know, you definitely want to have an about page that shares your story and get real with it. Be open, be honest, be approachable. Share your real story so that people can relate to you, so that they, because if all you show is the good, then they figure it's easy for you. Of course you're going to be successful. Of course you're going to make it happen. But if you get really real with them about the challenges that you've had, and we're going to talk more about challenges in the Dream Big segment of our show today, but those challenges, you got to share those so that people can relate to you, so that they know it's that their own challenges can be overcome as well. That's how we learn that we can overcome. It's because we hear stories of people who've done it. Otherwise, we'd think it would be impossible. So tailor your information to your audience. Really think about what's in it for them. What can you give them? And you've got to give. The most important thing that you can do is build a name as someone who provides good content and value. That's got to be your main goal. Your reputation has to be someone who will give. So who are you trying to attract? Who can you help? You know, if you're running a home-based business, the people you can help are people who want a home-based business. You know, and is there a specific and unique target market of home-based business people that you can focus on? And if that's not true, you know, if you don't have a unique target amongst the home business people, meaning there are a lot of others who are trying to help them, that's what I do. I try to help home business owners, people who want to work from home, people who want to live the home business lifestyle. So if you do have a market where there's, you know, a lot of other people helping them as well, then what you want to do is develop a unique in how you help them. And the way that you do that is really drill down and line out and expose your unique skills. What are you good at doing? Your personality. Be you. Because if you're not you, even though it's on the internet, if you're not really showing you, you're not attracting to the people who are going to be attracted to you. And it's hard to keep up. So you really want your personality to be presented on your blog. You want it to be presented in your writing and the graphics you use and the content that you give. Your creativity. You might say, I'm not creative. Everybody's creative. Everybody has ideas. It's just finding the medium that works for you. And even though you're listening to the show, how to build a unique blog to promote your home business, blogging may not be your deal. There are lots of platforms that you can use as you would a blog. You know, what you're using your blog for is to deliver content and value to people. Well, there's a lot of other platforms. So get creative. You know, being informative and fun, using humor, using wit. And if you're not humorous, then go out and find jokes, you know, that you can fit into your content that would make sense. You got to think about the whole picture and give them all of you. This is why your blog is unique, because it's you. It's not me. It's you. So add your flavor to all the content that you provide. It's going to take some time to build it, but you're going to grow into it. Be mindful of how you can inject your personality into your blog day in, day out. Be mindful of putting your personality in. And just know it's going to take time. You've got to build a lot of content into your blog. You've got to build a lot of value into your blog, and you start attracting more and more and more people. So building the content. Now, I'm going to kind of take a little bit of a veer off and talk about the actual physical design. You know, you want to make it look unique, it has to have a few key elements. And the first thing is going to be a really good, friendly, but confident photo of you. And then you're going to use it in all of your platforms across the internet and social media. So get a really, really good photo of you. And look at some of the other marketers, the online marketers out there. Go through their website. Read their about pages so that you know how real they're getting. You know what I mean? Read my about page. You know, my blog, thehomebizlife.com. Go read my about page. I tell you, the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, the things I've been through, what I've strived for, what I've accomplished, how I've fallen down. You know, the horrible boss. Give it to people. Let them know who you are. So in the design, part of letting them know who you are is that photo. So make sure that it's got, you know, it's a high definition and that you have an approachable, friendly look on your face, but confident as well. You know, people are looking for leaders. And if you're putting out a blog and you're putting out content on a regular basis, even if you don't feel like a great big leader, You are. And you're building yourself into becoming a bigger and bigger leader. Okay? So the design, it is important in how you present your uniqueness. And the biggest part of that is going to be your photo. So next, you know, you've got to love on your audience. You've got to give, give, give. And just know that that is unique in the world of online marketing and network marketing. People who just give and give and give and give. But what you're going to find is that the people who are operating this way, they're the ones that are making the most money because they get to help the most people. And it's always going to be that formula. The more people you help, the more money you make. That's how it works. And so when you're looking at creating a unique blog, really think about what's in it for them. What are you giving? You have a lot. And you go out and learn something new every day and then go share it. And share it with your personality. Share it through your unique person. You want to be yourself. You want to be approachable. And really just show your personality. Because you want to attract people who are attracted to who you really are. That's what's going to get you the long-term success. That's what builds for the long-term, is that you attract people who are attracted to who you really, really are. Don't try to create a persona. Really build into your blog, into your content, into all your social media platforms, all your internet platforms, build your personality into it. Who you really are, because that's what makes it unique. Because if you're somebody who's helping online marketers and networkers, there's a sea of us doing it. Being you will help you attract the people who can do business with you. Being you will attract the right audience who will stick with you. They want to be connected to you. They want to be connected to what you're connected to. So I cannot stress enough that it's really about being yourself, being approachable. So once you've created your blog, and remember, if you don't have one now, just go to thehomebizlife.com and read the post, How to Build Your Blog Site, How to Build Your Own Blog Site. And then from there, get your content going. Just be consistent about it. Build that content. Get that photo up. Get a really good photo up. Get that done doing your content on a regular basis. So that your blog is going to promote you, and it's going to promote your home business in that you're going to provide content to people to help them with theirs. Okay, and that's going to build your business online, which builds your home business. So how are you going to promote your blog content? You know, you've got to tie it all into your marketing strategy. It's all, you know, having a blog online is only a part of it. You know, you've got to promote that blog on social media. Maybe you'll do a radio show and promote it on the radio show. And then on your blog, you'll promote your radio show. And on your radio show, you'll promote your blog. And on your Facebook, you're promoting your radio show and promoting your blog. And it's all one thing. And you're doing it, the best way to do it is by delivering good content, even if it's a small little post. Give a tip with a link back to your blog. Give a tip with a link back to your radio show. Okay? So tie it all into your marketing strategy. Make it uniform across all the platforms. Your unique personality, your unique photo, get it all tied in across all of the online strategies. Now, one of the best solutions I've found to really know how to market is called My Lead System Pro. And if you go over to my blog, thehomebizlife.com, and click on my Lead System Pro badge under the banner, you can take that system. It's a training system. It's an affiliate program, so you can make money using it as you learn. But you can take it for a test drive for 10 days for $10. You can't lose, right? So this is a system that I use. It's a system that some of the top marketers use, and it's a system that brand new marketers are using. And it's designed to help you bring leads to your multi-level marketing business or your relationship marketing business. So, and it works with any kind of business. So it's a great strategy. Go check it out if you really want to learn the online marketing aspect. So now it's time to dream big, but act on it daily. You know, I saw a graphic that said, I can is 100 times more important than IQ. I can is 100 times more important than IQ. You know, Henry Ford said, if you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right. So one of the things that we can do daily to act on our dreams is to set our mindset deliberately. We talked about that a little bit in the Mindset Minute. One of the things that we can do daily to act on our dreams is to set our mindset deliberately. You know, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., I'm on a wake-up call, and it's always empowering. That's what I do to get my mindset in the right place first thing in the morning. What can you read? You know, what can you listen to that will help you get your mindset right? You know, we all face challenges, and some of them are going to knock us, will give you the protection, give you the armor that will help you get back up. It's going to be your mindset. You know, will you get back on that horse that threw you off? I want to share some stories, you know, of people that you know of that overcame big odds to create massive success in their life. Marley Matlin, she's a super successful actress. She's deaf. And she has a wonderful personal life with her husband and four children. It hasn't stopped her from creating a life. Stevie Wonder, 22 Grammy Awards. Been blind since birth. Again, he built an incredible career, has 7 children, and he's one of the most influential music icons of all time. Christopher Reeve, he got knocked out, right? But he brought it back. You know, after his accident, he spent the rest of his life campaigning on progressive research. He was named Time Person of the Year. A lot of people, when they're knocked out that way, they really go down hard. That's Beethoven, deaf. He was a composer that we all know. We all know about his music. And he you know, lost his hearing at the age of 26. Jim Carrey, you know, he and his family, they were homeless. Lived in a van after his dad lost his job when he was 12. Super successful. It's about the mindset. It's about the mindset. They armored themselves to have the mindset. Richard Branson, he was really a poor student in school, struggled with dyslexia. Everyone assumed he wouldn't go very far. He beat the odds. Was he the 4th richest person in the United Kingdom? Okay, he owns all the Virgin Group of brands, the label, the record label, an airline, the mobile phone company. Oprah Winfrey, very poor. She was born to a teenage single mother. She gave birth to a son at 14 who died in infancy. She had to wear dresses made of potato sacks. Look at what she's created. Mindset. Albert Einstein, you know, he didn't talk till he was like 4. Look what he created. Mindset. It's mindset. Franklin Roosevelt, president. You know, he contracted an illness at age 39 that left him paralyzed from the waist down. And it didn't stop him from being elected to public office 4 times. And he was the only American president to be elected more than twice. That's amazing. This is mindset. This is how we get where we want to go. We build our dreams. You've got to know what your dream is so that you know where you're going. Your dream, your big dream is where you're going. Your daily actions is the transportation to that place. So one of the things that you can do daily to act on your dreams is to set your mindset deliberately. Nothing's going to stop you. Somebody jumps out and says, boo, pyramid scheme, not going to stop you. You can do it. Set your mindset deliberately. What can you do every morning to get your mindset in the right place to really focus and build your home-based business? It's a beautiful thing being at home, a few minutes aside, and relax and put something great into our mind that will lead us to where we really want to go, you know. I really hope that you enjoyed today's show and that you get out there and be consistent with your content to build something that is uniquely you. I would love to hear from you. Go over to thehomebizlife.com. thehomebizlife.com, and leave me a message by clicking on the blue tab on the right side of the page and let me know what you're thinking. Join us tomorrow. Our topic will be mastery mindset, how to train your brain and build an amazing you. Okay, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow.